KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
At least 70 billion rand has been pledged in investments for various projects in KZN. This is according to Premier Thabiso Ntuli, who says the initiatives will create job opportunities in the province. He delivered the keynote address at the opening of the two-day trade and investment conference underway at the Durban ICC. A South Coast community has been left shaken by a local's death in a borehole. The 62-year-old man plunged around 4 metres down the unused well in Margate over the weekend. He was alive when rescuers rushed to the home on Saturday. Medivac's Glenn Preston was on the team of emergency services trying to save him. Preston says during the operation, the man succumbed to his injuries as the walls of the borehole continuously caved in.
The operation was then stopped as it was too dangerous to continue due to the rain and the ground giving way. The CLB arrived and we utilized the CLB to dig out a second hole next to the train, the borehole, so that we could collapse the fire into that hole, and that allowed us to gain access to the main train and to recover the body.
It took rescuers and CPF members around 3 hours to retrieve the body. Chairperson of the Ramsgate CPF, Jenny Brewer, says the community has been left shaken.
It was quite an emotional and a very sad experience for both the armed services and for the bystanders who were trying to render assistance. I've been informed that there has been a docket opened with the South African police to do an inquest into this unnecessary death of this resident of Ramsgate, which is very sad for us. But all we can say is that it was a completely unique incident.
Police in Margate have opened an inquest docket. Action SA President Herman Mashaba says entrepreneurship in South African townships, informal settlements and villages is under attack. He was speaking in KwaMashu. Action SA is proposing some measures to reform the action, or rather the township economy, including a bill that would see the ownership of spaza shops shifting back to locals. Mashaba says they plan to introduce the Spaza for Locals Bill in Parliament to help create jobs. The proposals come amid a rising number of food poisoning cases, several of them fatal. The victims have mostly been children who've consumed snacks from local shops and vendors.
We are losing lives, we are losing entrepreneurship, we are losing opportunities for people to create and run businesses in their communities, including actually employment of our people. We sit with the highest unemployment rate in the world, but at the same time, we allow people coming from Pakistan, Bangladesh, China. South Africa, I've always said, it's actually the World Cup of crime, because international crime syndicates have actually identified South Africa to be a playground for criminality. But this is going to stop.
And a South African company is launching a new 5 billion rand flat steel mill in Johannesburg. Score Metal says it's set to replace 4 billion rands worth of Chinese imports annually. The company says the plant marks the re-entry of domestic competition in flat steel, previously dominated by ArcelorMittal. Score expects production of 300 to 500,000 tons per year. Durban and Richards Bay 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.